The Weekly Conversations with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teachings first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mic privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep your questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsang, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone. Welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's conversation room. Let us start our conversation with the praising the Most High, the only worthy of the focus of our attention, and the only focus that can take us to the salvation and away from the ocean of Maya and darkness, and realize that anything that is not focused on Him is man-made and is from lower level of energy. And with this revelation, of course, great light has come to humanity, and then they can see indeed God is here, exists, and in charge and control, and He is calling the elect. And we thank God for sending the elect one by one. People are hearing the message, they are coming, they are seeing the truth, they are realizing that indeed God has sent this. And there are people who come with great light and self-motivated, and they are ready and realize that they can help in many ways that they could to spread this message. Therefore, we thank God for sending this new stream of consciousness and people who are not asking for much, but doing much for God. As usual, this room is for the Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path, the last and latest revelation from God to humanity that even make the atheists to realize indeed God exists, and those who truly are looking for the truth of God's revelation for the last 12,000 years, then can clearly see this vision, and they can understand and realize God did all those things to reach this point for humanity to realize there is a center, a focus, there is a salvation for all humanity. There are not separate religions on earth, and they are not just basically the same, but they have each a message for humanity, and when you put all of them together, you see the whole picture. This is the revelation of the seventh angel, or the seventh level of consciousness, which everything comes together as one, and reveal to humanity the truth that has been kept even from great prophets. And those who see this vision, they know more about God's plan than many people who claim they are the masters, or they are the rabbis, or mullahs, or ayatollahs, or pope, or any high-level consciousness, or head of any organization. or any religion on earth. They will be indeed blessed, as we have all been blessed with God's Spirit to come to man and one more time call humanity to come together to realize there is one God and the essence of God is in each person, and therefore we have to respect that essence and come together and realize this revelation and again bring one God, one humanity, and one revelation for everybody. Therefore we can see His way is the best way, and of course when God said something is going to happen and He sends a revelation with the clear signs through a messenger, that God has blessed him with the prophecies and all the necessary credential to bring this revelation to man, that decision has already been made. God has already decided that the kingdom will come on earth, and it will. The messenger is just to bring the decision of God to humanity and let them know that that is what God decided, that is what He will do, and nothing can stand in His way. And those who stand in His way, of course, they are in the wrong side of the trend of the events that will come to humanity. Therefore, we can teach humanity and should teach humanity to come out of darkness, come of religiosity, come of anything which is not godly, go beyond your rabbis, mullahs, sons and fathers and brothers and brahmas and every teacher or anything that you have made God on earth, and go beyond anything is in your way and God, and reach to Him directly and look at His latest revelation and let you be connected to God and His ways and His revelations. That is the only way humanity can reach salvation and bring peace and unity, by realizing anything else is in the way. Anything else is man-made and is replacing God with other things on earth. Therefore, this call is for those who are brave enough to overcome the lower nature, the worldly attraction, the darkness, and go beyond all those in their way. It's not that hard to do for those who have been meditating for the last 12,000 years, and we can see they are coming forward, and indeed they struggle with their spouse, they struggle with their environment, the ones who are alone, they struggle with the idea of partner, and those who are married, they struggle with the idea of being one with their partner. But there are those couples that they put their life on God, and even the relationship which is not perfect and one now is based on God and becoming more smoother and closer to each other, and they realize that their problem was they're focusing on each other instead of God, and the more they focus on God, the closer they become with one another. And hopefully we will make many such couples in the mission that their focus is on God and they go to the salvation and oneness based on God. Indeed, that is the only way humanity or any person or persons can become one, by being focused on God instead of focusing on each other. Because egos never can become one. Egos have different longing and ideas and opinions and the ways of doing things, and of course my way is always better than your way, what his ego says all the time. And therefore, by understanding that that is what's happening between couples, they say, not my way, not your way, but God's way, and therefore we can come together and let God come through and have compassion for one another and understand each other as we understand ourselves. Because as we understand ourselves, we understand God, and as we understand God, we understand ourselves, and when we understand in deeper level, we create compassion for our companions, for our family, for everybody around us, and therefore we create a deeper relationship with them, and they know we love them. And if we have a godly way, of course our way will win, because God's way is the best way. Now this revelation, of course, has aspect in every level in life, from the lowest to the highest, and it is the most perfect revelation which have come to humanity for last 3,000 years, and it's been prophesied to come and become a perfect revelation for man to follow and see that God indeed has been in charge, and it is in charge, and we are going toward the coming of the kingdom. And the way has been given for individual progress, for collective unity, for creation of the communities of light, and coming to the conclusion and realization that the only way to bring the kingdom is creation of these communities. And these communities, of course, can be created anywhere in the universe and world, and as they are created and spread on earth, little by little, we can create an organization for the mission which work greatly, and eventually humanity, little by little, will see that creation of the communities of light is the base of the kingdom of God. And of course, not every community is the communities of light. Communities of light are the communities which follow the eternal divine path, and the eternal divine path, of course, is a path, as it says clearly. It is not a dogma, it is not a realization, but by one person. It is the path that when you follow it, of course, you will benefit from it. And when such communities are created more and more on earth, you know, eventually our organization will be based on that creation, and we will become an example for humanity to come together. So we are the pioneer for humanity. We are the forerunner for humans to come together. God, of course, blessed us in this revelation and this time and with this technology and the way he has created, we can reach the whole earth. We can just sit here and talk about God and give this revelation to everyone, and everybody can hear and see and understand God's revelation without us to go even to a street. Of course, that was a prediction that we will not go to a street in this time, and that is fulfilled exactly what we have here. I have a question from a sponsor. God's way is the way. Why does Isa said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, in John 14:6? Because in that time, in that state of revelation, in that moment that Christ was talking about, he is the way, he and the Father were one, and he was revealing the revelation of God to humanity, and he was bringing the third revelation to man, and he also brought other revelation to man, and therefore he is the way, he has been the Messiah, he has been the teacher of man for last 12,000 years, and now this is the complete path and way to man. Of course, the same way as Prophet Muhammad says, listen to me, to the Prophet, and whatever he says is what I reveal to him, and it's my word, and therefore he is the way. And that time, Prophet Muhammad also saying the same thing, that I am the way, and no one goes to the Father but through me. And all the prophets, in one way or the other, or in a different wordings, have revealed to human the same words, that I am the way, God is revealing this to me, and I am giving it to you, and if you don't listen to this word, you are going in the wrong direction. That's exactly what we say. We have been saying for the last 20 some years, that this is the way for humanity. Come, see, and there is no one that goes to the Father but through these teachings and this revelation. Okay, I hope that answered your question then, if that was your question. Again, this room is to come here and we discuss the missions and this revelation that have been come to humanity for last 20-some years. And it is the teachings that if you have the slightest spirit of God in you, you will see the truth in it, and you will wonder, as many have wondered to me, why I didn't see that myself before. It is so simple, so truth, and makes so much sense. That's exactly how those who see this vision feel, you know, that it is so simple, it is so right to the point, it makes sense, it is unifying all religions of the world, it shows the path that indeed man will bring the peace and unity by following it. It brings a community, or communities, that is the base of human longing to be with other people and live with them, and therefore it satisfied all levels of human longing, and also it brings the unity, and it shows what God has been doing for the last 12,000 years. It reveals the plan of God. It shows how, why God chose Abraham, what was the flood of Noah, what was before the flood of Noah, how the creation started, how man fell, and as man fall farther and farther, of course, they become more and more gross, and until they create human body. It reveals the creation history, the destructions that man can bring to himself or herself by following man-made ideas and religions and all the things that we see on earth bringing destruction to humanity. When humanity sitting in the brink of the infinite resources in the space, and they can use that resources without destroying themselves because they need oil or something that affects their economic base, and if they don't have it, they have to go and get it from other people. And that's not necessary, because there are infinite resources out there that can bring the standard of living of every human to a much higher level. So this is not only salvation of man spiritually, also it guides humanity physically, mentally, and emotionally to a higher degree. And hopefully one day we create an environment that man is satisfied and bring God in every level in their lives, and they realize only by doing that they can have that peace and satisfaction and connection that bring human to the joy of being here. And they will see that even being here and alive is a miracle. It may create an environment and the communities that people are honest, they're hard workers, and they create wonderful things in the community, and they create a strong and powerful tools that they can use without consideration of the economical consequences, and therefore we can create wonderful buildings and communities and buildings that last for hundreds and thousands of years, not the buildings that you built once and 10 years later you have to spend a lot of effort to just keep it up, but you build it once and you will continue with it for a long time. Therefore, we need to teach our children to be more effective. We have to choose them for what they are and what talents each have, not what the economical consequence of their education will be, but by educating them to sharpen their understanding and their talents as God created for them to be. Therefore, we create a society based on nature intended, and nature intended for humanity to be one and become and create communities of light and live in the communities of light. Sponsor is asking, I am asking myself, if the word of God is all the revelations through the prophets without dogmas and from the Akashic records, or there is some more. Of course, God is infinite, and therefore you can realize and recognize God infinitely. Therefore, some people say, what kind of fun do you have? You don't drink, you don't go to parties, you don't go to bar, you don't do all those things that we call fun. Well, I tell them, if you know God, there is nothing more fun than knowing God and realizing Him more and more every day, and in a different way, in a new way, in a new understanding, and being with Him, dancing and realizing and seeing how sometimes humorous He is and how funny things can be as He creates them, and then you can forget about all those things you call fun, because He is the most fun, and there is most to realize. That is why this revelation and eternal divine path doesn't claim to be everything about God, but it shows you the way for you to connect to God, and therefore you can have fun also realizing God. And but in a sense of revelation, to humanity, and showing the way back to God. All the revelation have come through prophets, and everything that is needed for man to turn around, to be baptized, has been given to them through these prophets, and now, of course, through this revelation, which is the most perfect, and which covers the whole universe and all the aspect of life. And therefore, there is more in God, but they are not necessary to be revealed to humanity in the sense of they recognizing every aspect of life, because meditation and this revelation give you access to God directly, and therefore we will create many humans that they will have that connection with them, and therefore we can find people that we can realize God more and more. And but this revelation is it. That is the end of God's messages to humanity. And with this revelation, there will not be any major manifestation for 1,000 years. And this time, indeed, God means it. It's not going to be anything else, because in the last prophets, God always said, at the limit of time that the next revelation will come, in a fifth level, when the people in the white robe ask God, then when your last revelation comes, He said, in a short time. So now 200 years is not that long for God, and indeed after the revelation of the fifth seal, you know, two revelations came, one after the other. And Dazen is asking, are you saying that God is consciousness? God is consciousness and three creative forces, and the consciousness and three creative forces are a part and parcel of the same thing. Therefore, God uses consciousness and creates the whole universe with using the consciousness and the three gunas, and therefore everything is God. There is nothing which is out of God, and when God decided to create the universe. He wasn't like us that we can go to the grocery store and buy the material we need to make food. So he used his own body to create the universe. Therefore, God created the universe through the last consciousness that gone away from the equilibrium that universe was in and create the universe. He first created the light material and gaseous material and dust, and eventually, of course, he brought them together as the supernovas, and by creating supernova, he created heavier material he needed to create the creation. And so we can see even in our explanation, science and God come together hand in hand. We are not against the science or scientific facts and research and understanding of the universe. What they understand, what they explain, is what God has used and created. There is no doubt in the mind of scientists that universe is logical. It's made logically. It went through a steps to be created to this point, and therefore there is a logic behind it. But of course they cannot call it God, because the moment they say God, of course they no longer are scientists, they become mystic. And therefore science is realizing what God has created, and there is no separation between science and religion. And but as they understand the universe more and more, they realize indeed the universe is consciousness, is everybody knows consciousness. You are conscious. You can see, you can feel, you can hear. You are conscious. There is something in your essence that can use your senses to be conscious of the external world. Therefore, consciousness is not something to really prove to anybody. Everybody knows what consciousness is. But if there is a consciousness and there is a logical universe, that consciousness which we have is the same consciousness and logic that is in a greater degree is God in a manifested world. Of course, God is in a, even God himself is in different level. Is God manifests itself as the revealer of the revelation. It's the personal God. God as a consciousness which guides the universe, which is controller of this universe. And God is beyond this universe, which in that state is beyond intellect and mind. And therefore, God himself is in different level of manifestation. And, of course, with this realization, we can see scientists are finding the same thing. The strong force, the weak force, the electromagnetic force, and all those things are explained in our teaching also why what they say is correct, and that is indeed a part of God. So, yes, indeed, God is consciousness, and he has no form and no name, no nothing that you can hang into. If anything you believe has a form or has a touch and feeling and is not beyond our senses and beyond our intellect and mind, it's not the ultimate. You are hanging into something that is not the ultimate God. Therefore, people realize that God indeed is beyond all this thing. And therefore, with this, we destroy all the idols that humans are hanging into and go beyond all the darkness that keep us from going to the ultimate. That's why Buddha called it nirvana, nothingness. You know, nothingness means it's beyond mind. And intellectual people and atheists, they want to explain God, you know, and they asking, you know, just the question I have from Dazen is asking, what is God? That we have said many times, God is an experience, it's not an explanation. The moment you try to explain God, then you use your mind and your intellect to try to explain something is beyond mind. But of course, we can see the effect of God being in the universe, the creation of the universe based on logic, the revelation sent by the prophets, the evolutionary process that humans have gone through, destruction of old human to the new man, as happened at the flood of Noah. And in our teaching, it shows that God's hand is in the creation, is in history, is in all levels of human progress, and therefore we can conclude God exists. Now, how I explain God and what it is, it is not an explanation. I can give you all the evidence that God exists, but the final realization is your direct connection, your experience with God, and that is where the all the rituals and meditation and prayer and reminder and dancing and chanting and all the tools has been given to humanity, that they go deeper inside and eventually experience God and then realize, yes, I don't exist. Only God exists, and I was in a delusion of separation from God all this time, and I thought I exist, God doesn't, and now that I experience God, I realize I do not exist, God indeed exists. In that moment, in that place, in that level of experience, you no longer ask if God exists, but you question if you exist. And when you reach there, of course, you don't need explanation anymore. You are one with God. And that is the goal of the whole spiritual practices and this revelation and the creation of the universe. The goal of the life is to become divine, become one with God. That is why all this creation is created for. There is a reason, there is a purpose for this creation. If we understand that creation, then we bring that goal in every level of human existence, and we create societies and the environment that geared toward bringing human closer to that experience of only God exists. And the reason we think we exist and God doesn't is because of ego that thinks it exists and rejects the God which indeed is everything and exists, and your ego is what keeps you from realizing God. Therefore, we do not explain God, but we show you the way to experience God. And when you experience God, of course, you don't need any more explanation. Dazen is asking, so consciousness is all there is. Consciousness and Trigunas. Consciousness and the creative forces is all there is. There is nothing out of these four elements. This consciousness, Tamaguna, which crudifies everything to a solid or more visible element. Rajaguna, or energy. Without energy, there is no movement. There is nothing in this universe can move, or everything will be stayed where they are. And the sattvaguna, or the power of loosening the power of tamaguna, which is opposing the creation of solid matter and make the solid matter to more sentient or less solid material, which now, of course, scientists call it a strong force and weak force and electromagnetic and all that, that thing that they have created. Of course, now they're looking for a unified field or theory. Of course, that is consciousness. And when we put all these four elements together, then we can see the whole universe is created with these four elements, but they are not separated. It's not something you can say, hey, this is tamaguna, this is raja, this is sattva, this is consciousness, and they are separate. They are convertible to one another, and consciousness, of course, is the witness entity of the universe. Therefore, this is all there is, really. That's simple. Just like the colors, there are only four colors that
All other colors are created. How many colors do we have? Infinite shades of colors have come only four basic colors. Same thing here. The whole universe is created with four elements. And if we understand these elements and realize that the reason for creation is based on four elements, science will have a leap of discoveries and understanding, and they bring the science based on the spirit and beat this understanding, and the science based on the spirit doesn't have any byproducts, just like pollutions and using fuel which create you know, environment that, you know, it's against our health and will create unhealthy environment for us to live. That science, of course, is again a part of the mission to bring to humanity in a greater degree. As we expand and we reach a point that we can, we will put a lot of efforts to study that kind of science and bring the natural science. Of course, some people call it, or we call it for a while, Mediterranean science. But as more and more humanity create that kind of scientific discoveries, the earth will return to its natural beauty and the pollution will not be there. There is going to be infinite resources, you know, and we don't have to worry about fossil and or the limited resources that now humanity is so hung into and is destroying the earth. Because the whole reason those polluting material was made to fossil fuel was to clean the earth from those fuel and pollution. Now we are burning them back and creating and making them to the element they used to. Therefore, it's affecting the earth, and it will affect in a greater degree for sure. And therefore, by understanding that using natural ways, we can clean and create a earth which is pollution free, and still we can bring the standard of living of humanity in a higher degree. But at the same time, by meditation and higher level, we don't need to as much stimulants that humanity needs at this time to feel good about themselves, you know, and using bigger car and driving, you know, all the time going here and there, and all those things that creates, of course, greater pollution to humanity. So the whole this revelation is salvation of man in all level of consciousness. As people meditate and they connect to God, they become more natural. They will not need as much stimulants for the ego, because ego needs a stimulant. Ego needs to feel alive, because really doesn't exist. Ego creates problem. Ego have to the bar. Ego have to drink. Ego have to get to the fight. Ego has to, you know, feel that he can do all those things that ego does. But as we get rid of our ego, we don't need all those stimulants, and therefore we know these exist. Actually, we know God exists. Therefore, we can see again the salvation of man is to return to God and all those things. Dazen is asking, are Nirvana and Samsara the same? Well, Samsara actually is the effect of karma, which create Samsara. Or are you talking about Nirvana and Samadhi? Samadhi is the state of absorption to God, and many gurus and Sufis and those who have meditated for a long time, they fall in Samadhi and they experience the oneness with God. They lose consciousness. And we can see the oneness with God is beyond the human intellect and mind. That's why they lose consciousness. They go to God. Actually, what is asleep? When you asleep, do you ask, who is God? Where is God come from? Explain me God. No. In a sleep, also you fall into that state that is beyond mind. And, of course, it depends how deep a sleep you have. If you are very deep in a sleep, you don't have even dreams. You're absolutely one with God, and when you wake up, you're refreshed and very, energized, because you are cleansed from all the subconscious chattering and things that affects human. Why do we sleep? We sleep to defragment, to go to a state that we can see things clearly. Therefore, we sleep, and when we wake up, we have a better system to work with and be in this world. So the ultimate meditation or the realization of God or dying is a deep sleep and oneness with God. There is no question. Some people might question, what's the infinity? What is eternity? All are the question of the mind. When you experience infinity and eternity, there is no question left. You know, and that knowingness, of course, is greater than intellectual, argument and understanding. With this, of course, we will become one with the essence of universe. Therefore, Nirvana and the goal of Hinduism and Buddhism is the same. Actually, Buddhism and Hinduism are so similar, and we believe that Hinduism actually Buddhism was a formation or a revelation to perfect or bring a truth of the Hinduism to humanity. Of course, Buddhists tried very hard to distinguish between Buddhism and Hinduism, but Buddhism is Hinduism without all gods and all the statues and all those little gods that have been created. And of course, Buddha was sick of all those gods. Therefore, he said, don't worry about gods, just meditate. Now, of course, some Buddhists say, Buddha said there is no God. He never said that. He just said that just don't worry about them. Therefore, Nirvana is a state beyond mind. So is the Samadhi. A statement, not a question, doesn't the three gunas are just expression of consciousness? Well, Trigunas is the creative force in consciousness. Without creative energy, those consciousness will stay conscious, or in that state without being to be able to manifest anything. Okay, you can say in a sense, in a highest level, there is an equilibrium, there is a balance. There is a oneness between the trigunas and consciousness. You can express it that way. That's a good way actually to express it, that it is a kind of a expression of the consciousness, but in a level that is not created, they are in an equilibrium level, the consciousness, and therefore there is no manifestation. And that's beyond thought. But you can think it that way too. That also makes sense. Oregano is asking, with respect, it is like you still need a bit of ego, as one needs a little water to survive, but we drink often too much and hurt others and self. That is true. If you don't have any ego at all, of course, you don't have to, you don't stay in the body. Of course, you go pure consciousness. You don't have ego, you don't have any connection with this external world, and therefore you cannot stay in the body. But the whole idea is to let God come through, and therefore ego is not going to be in the way between us and God, and therefore we can manifest God's spirit and the truth and the reality as much as possible. And therefore, we do not drink too much of what is good for us, but at the same time, drink enough so we can stay in this world and get the work done. And therefore, that statement is true. That's why even the great prophets and manifestation, they do live like a regular life. Most of them have wives, husbands, children and all that, and they they have to deal with the external world, leave a place, have food and eat and drink and see the worldly thing that everybody else deal with them. Of course, they deal sometimes differently with the situation than ego does. Ego gets in trouble with these situations and create an environment that brings destruction. But the more human let God come through, the more they put their relationships and these things behind. For example, the promise of life bring greater degree of material blessing to the members. Therefore, members don't have to work harder as if each individual tries to have everything they need. In the communities of life, if the children are taken care of with the community and there are a lot of people to take care of them, and their energy will be connected to the energy of many people in the community, therefore they create a more expanded way to deal with different energies out there. Older people, they don't have to worry about their pension, and money putting away for old age, because they know when they are old, they're going to be taken care of with the rest of the community. And also, when 12 people living together, if 9 people go to work and bring the resources, 3 people can stay in the community and take care of the community and make it a safe place and be there, for community to be taken care of, or take care of the children and all that. So we can see God's way is much easier and simpler to deal with the external world, and therefore, little by little in the communities, the egos become smaller, and hopefully one day we will see many people which will reach nirvana, will reach pure consciousness, will reach samadhi, will reach God. Actually, there is a place in India that belong to my spiritual teacher, Baba, and they have different places in that area which mark for the people who have reached salvation or pure consciousness in the beginning of this age, this dark age, before 12,000 years ago, or at least around that time. And so we will create the commons of life and an environment that many people, that they go meditate one day, one place in the community, and they just leave their body. Or even American Indians, when they reach an old age, one day, that old man says, well, this is a good day to die. And he would go and create himself a bed of the leaves and sleep in it and die there, because he knew it's the time to go. Actually, yogis know they are going to die 6 months before it happens, because they realize that the prana or energy is leaving their body instead of coming to their body, and therefore they prepare themselves for the finality of that lifetime. Therefore, we are not just aware of ourselves. We are not as familiar with functioning of our body, and that is, again, that's another goal of the mission, to create an environment that the people become more familiar with their body, and they become yogis, that they can heal themselves, they can realize what food affects them, what food is good for them, what good food is not good for them, what kind of air is good for them, why pollution really destroys body, and therefore eventually we reach people that they see this themselves. That's why in this lifetime we don't heal. We teach you how to heal yourself. And that is even greater than if somebody heals you, because if I heal you, you don't know how to combat the unclean spirits. And as Christ said, the unclean of the spirit goes and finds 7 more, and says the house is empty and clean, let's go back. And they come and take over you, because you don't know how to battle with them and get rid of them. That's why it's, again, cover the psychology, the unconscious mind. Why do we do the things we do when we don't want to do them? That is a subconscious build up in many lifetimes. Why psychiatrists or psychologists cannot understand everything about our psychological problem, because it is not of one lifetime. They go, our childhood, yes, our childhood tell us some of our psychological problem, but they cannot go deeper. Why the regression techniques of hypnotizing people to the integrated degree have brought so many truth about previous incarnations, and they talked about who they were in previous incarnation, and they resolve the problem in the people in a greater degree. But with meditation, you can do it yourself. You don't need to, somebody hypnotize you to go there, but by realizing and meditating, you will go in a much deeper level, and you see it. You heal yourself. You become your own psychiatrist. You become your own psychologist. You become your nutritionist. You realize what is good when you eat, how your body feels. You know, when you eat too much meat, you will realize, it becomes too acidy. You know, when you drink too much coffee, your brain works good for a while, but then it crashes you. Then you realize those things, you have to stay away from them, and little by little, you create a body which is much more healthier, and you don't put something in it which is not good for it, or at least you bring a balance in your diet between too much acidity, too much alkaline. So this is the whole idea, is to meditate, to become familiar with your body, with your environment, with your life, with your system. Everything on earth should be based on a deeper level of understanding and bringing God into it. And therefore, the idea is to create great personality and people, and elect that create an environment so human have time to meditate, create security and peace, so they can sit down and not be worried about wars and destruction and terrorism or bombs coming to their head, but they can sit and meditate and realize themselves in a greater degree, and create a system that help everybody to progress physically, mentally, and spiritually in a greater degree. So this is not just an idea of one person for a few people. It is for the whole earth to eventually recognize and realize they should not do what they have been doing before the 12,000 years ago, before the flood of Noah, because that will bring them destruction. They did not listen to God. They used the powers and psychological understanding and the spiritual, powers to gain, material things, to glorify themselves, and therefore that brought destruction. And God, of course, brought the man doesn't have his eyes open. His third eye is closed. He cannot see a spirit. He takes this external world as only a reality, when indeed the spiritual world is much greater and larger than this external world. Or even scientists now realizing the dark matter. They have never knew about it. Of course, they don't understand it. It's not dark at all. It is actually ethereal level, that all the universe is based on it. And they are, of course, realizing it more and more and going in a deeper level, which is good. But at the same time, they never ever can bring a spirit, put it under the microscope and say, here is God. That's what you can look at. That only can be realized in the laboratory of your body, in your meditation, and by closing your eyes and realizing that indeed you and God are already one. And if you do not understand that and realize that, indeed you are in delusion. That is what Maya is. Maya is the separation, or the delusion of separation from God. And if you don't know that you and God are one, you are in Maya. You are in delusion. And if you realize you and God are one already, of course you have good grip of the reality of the truth. You don't need mullahs, you don't need rabbis, you don't need all those who have set themselves as God on earth for humanity. You go beyond them, you break all the idols in human life. If you think the intellectual people and their explanation and their ideas are the truth, not God's, then again you are separated from God, you are in delusion, and you take the man's word as more correct than God's, and therefore this is the time of breaking all those idols, and this mission is here to do that. We break all the idols, we free you to God. We teach you not to accept anything beyond between you and God, and the prophets only are a messengers of God to bring the good tidings and what already God has decided to do, and the only function, the physical function of the Messiah or the prophet is the central focus to bring a great unity between all the members in on earth. The more you focus on the Messiah, on the revealer, on the major manifestation, the more you will become unified together and can come as brothers and sisters and co-workers and become one, not based on your nationality, your language, your gender, but based on that one focus and God. And therefore, with that, of course, you can create the body of the believers and a body of unifying force that come together and can achieve great things. All right, if there is no more question there, I see our time is up and our hours is past, and we have reached the time that say goodbye to everybody. And of course, so long in the stuff goodbye, and therefore go and listen to these words, which are the fire word as the God's understanding. It's a call to humanity to come together. It is call to Muslims. It's call to Christians, Buddhists, Baha'is. It is call to all the religions to realize their religion is okay. God's plan is this, and realize how he has prophesied this great revelation will come at end time, and this indeed is at the end time, and the sooner human realize this beautiful truth that have come from God to them, the sooner they can come together as one, and by focusing on God and his revelations and revealer, they can become one. Salam everybody, have a wonderful Godly week. God be with all of you. Salam.